Well, it can't.
And if you just refuse to do it, they'd say, will you? And you say, no, I
won't do it. The only way I just complain out and say, I won't do it.
And if someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, no, I got up to work before sunup and I have what all I'm going to today.
I don't know what you'd say there.
Do you ever say, I've done and worked all I'm going to, or I've done worked?
No, I don't say that. I say, well, no, I've done all I'm going to do, or I have finished my work for the day.
Uh-huh. And you say, there was a bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any use in calling the doctor because the person was, what, dead by the time we got there. Mm.
I guess that's what you'd say.
You said the person was done dead, or?
No, I just say the person was dead or already dead.
And?
I wouldn't say done dead.
Do you hear that these days?
Yeah, I have heard it.
Who would say things like that?
Oh, just old people.
And you'd say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
I wouldn't be afraid.
Well, do you ever say, I'll bet you dare not do it, or dastn't do it, or...
I wouldn't say dastn't.
Have you ever heard...
I wouldn't dare do it.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people say dastn't?
Yeah.
Who would say that?
Just kind of ignorant people.
And you tell a child, you're not doing what you...
supposed to do?
Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you...
was told?
And you'd say, talking about, say, if you were growing some corn and it looked a little bit short, you'd say, now at this time of the year, corn... what, taller, the corn?
I don't know.
Do you ever say it belongs to be taller, or it ought to be taller?
Well, no, I don't know that I did. It's corn, some of it is just a low-growing type, and others grow tall.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word ought?
Ought.
Uh-huh.
I guess so. I guess they'd still use it. I ought to do so and so.
Uh-huh. You tell a child, say if a child got whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
ought not to have done.
And if you had done something that was hard work, you'd done it all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through working, you might go to your friend and say, you know, instead of just standing there, you might
have helped.
Okay, say the whole thing.
You might have help.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you'll be able to do something maybe next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure,
I might be able to do it.
Did you ever say I might could do it?
No, I wouldn't say that.
And the kind of bird that...
I know people that does use that expression, though.
How would they say that?
I might could do it for you.
How does that sound to you?
It don't sound right.
Uh-huh. The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
Well, there's hoot owls and little screech owls. I don't know of any other, can't call any other kind now, but I like owls.
Do you have any around here?
Yes, yeah, sometimes there's screech owls.
Uh-huh.
I hear in our trees at night.
They haven't been driven away with all the people moving in?
They don't just stay here. I imagine they just come in at night in those trees looking for something to catch, something to eat.
What about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees? What kind is that?
I don't know.
I'm sure they have it around here. Sometimes they have a red head.
Oh, pepperwood.
Uh-huh. What do you call the real big ones? You ever seen those? About the size of a chicken.
We've got some down here on our place back close to the lake. Let me see. Right now I can't think of what they're called.
Did you ever hear woodchuck or the Lord God?
Yeah, I've heard woodchuck.
What's a woodchuck?
It's a speckled kind of a bird with a red head.
Does it drill holes in the
Yeah.
things?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the word peckerwood used about people?
I imagine I've called some people peckerwoods.
What does it mean when you say that?
I really don't know.
Is it insulting or just joking or what?
No, it's just joking.
And a kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
Skunk.